by Eliezer Schwalbe.
Okay, good morning, everyone. The Seder this week has got so many mitzvahs to choose from, so it was a bit difficult to decide what topic, and I thought we'll pick one which it seems very simple, but in fact it has its own complications. And it's the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein. The reason is this mitzvah, as we know, there's many sugulas mentioned with the mitzvah, and I'm sure everyone's aware of the, certainly the inyonim, but Ein Beis HaMedrash B'lo Chiddush. And since the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKein has with it a lot of sugulas, and even though now it's the end of the holiday season, and so people who were not yet mekayim the mitzvah in their travels, so there's a din that that if you learn the dinim, it's as though you've been mekayim the mitzvah. So let's say you've also, by learning the, touching on the Rosh Hashanah, just the outline of the mitzvah, then Yetz Hashem, we should be zoicha to the segulas of the mitzvah. So the pasuk begins, Ki kori kan sipoi lefanecho baderech, if you chance on a bird on the way, so b'choleitzei ala oretz, whether it's on a tree or on the ground, efroichim oi beitzim, v'ayim oi vetzis ala efroichim oi ala beitzim, and there's chicks or eggs there, and the mother bird is crouching on the young, on the young chicks, oi ala beitzim, or on the eggs, lo sikach o'eim ala bonim, there's an aveira, a lav, not to take both together. But what should we do is shaleach to shalach esaim, we've got to send away the mother bird, ves habonim tikach loch, and take the young for yourself, leman yitav loch vaharach de yomim, in order that it should be good for you, and you'll get a long life. So Rashi points out straight away, that in mitzvah kala, she'em boch yisoin kis, if a small minor mitzvah, which doesn't cost anything, because you were there traveling anyway, right? It's just a little bit of a diversion, shoo the bird away, nevertheless, the Torah promises us that you'll get goodness and length of days. How much more so is the reward for difficult mitzvahs, for harder mitzvahs, how much more is the reward? So the Mefarshim here on the place, each one has a different approach to the actual mitzvah itself. Already the Baal HaTurim points out that the mitzvah is connected to Vaharachta Yomim. And the next parasha begins, Kisivne Bayis Chodosh. So the Baal HaTurim says, Ika Ariches Yomim Hu Bishvil Binyan Bayis Chodosh. The purpose of having the length of days is a follow-on for the next mitzvah, Kisivne Bayis Chodosh, if you build a new house. Now, it's taken literally, if you build a house, you've got to make a marker on the house. Mitzvah goes mitzvah. But the Baal HaTurim puts a little thing on here. He says, what is the Bayis Chodosh? Shehu Beis HaMikdosh. It's an allusion here to the Beis HaMikdosh. V'al Kein, after B'kibud Ova'eim Higdim V'harach the Yomim L'man Yitavloch, even though with the mitzvah of Kibud Ova'eim we see a similar Loshen, V'harach the Yomim, and is first, and then L'man Yitavloch afterwards, Loikein Hocha, here the order is changed round. Kedei lahasmich v'harach the yomim l'sivne bayis chodosh. In other words, the purpose is you do the mitzvahs, and we're going to see that Ramban points out it's a mitzvah connected with rachamim, and if we do and we refine our midas toivos, then we'll be zoicha to the binyan beis hamikdash, so we'll have ariches yomim with a new beis hamikdash. Interesting on this, the Hamik Dover, he also notes what's the difference between here and Kibud Ova'eim. With Kibud Ova'eim, it says, V'arachta Yomim, and then L'man Yitavloch. And here's the reverse. So he explains that with Kibud Ova'eim, it's a natural mitzvah that you, oh, I call a tov to your parents, so therefore it's only natural you should get Ariches Yomim for it. He says, but the Ariches Yomim is also a reference, L'man Yitavloch is L'yom Shekuloi Aruch, L'yom Shekuloi Tov. And explains that with that mitzvah, it's natural, you would think that, okay, we get a schar in this world. Therefore, it says, V'harachta Yomim is, first of all, L'yom Shekulei Aruch. It's a first an illusion that by Kibud Ova'eim, don't just think you get a reward in this world, but you get a reward in Olam Haba. And whereas here's the other way around. This we don't really understand the mitzvah. So the Torah says, first, l'man yitzav lach, he'll be good for you here, even in this world. And v'alach v'yomim is lo'olam haba. So in other words, each way that you look at it, it's not on a face value, that there's an inner meaning in the mitzvah here. So to go into more the inner part of it, the Sforna points out, says, l'man yitzav lach v'alach v'yomim. He says, surely with the mitzvah shluach hakein, yesh eizah gemilas chesed lahamoin shalel hashchiz zera oifes hasoda shem hefka. It means that you shouldn't, it's an element of gemilas chesed, that you're a kind person, and therefore you won't wantonly do damage to something you find on the way. If you see some people, let's say they walk past a bin and there's an old window there, so they have a tendency, oh, there's a window, let's smash it, right? Here we're saying, oh, there's a bird there, oh, let's kick it away. No, that's not the way to do things. If you're a refined person, you won't cause any harm to others. And therefore, you shouldn't try and destroy this bird's nest completely, even though it's hefka. And what should you do? So send the mother bird away, and if you want, take the eggs for yourself, so you can have scrambled eggs for breakfast, right? However, the bird can come back and lay some more eggs. So you've not destroyed it for anyone else. So Omar, Shafilu Bezeh HaKetzas Shel Gemilas Chasodim, even this little small element of kindness, Yiye Oichu Peirish Boilam Azeh Baken Kehemetz Boilam Abar. That any element of chesed, that it's good for you, let it be good for others. Don't park in two parking spaces, right? You managed to find a slot, so let someone else also benefit from this bird, which is hefka at the end of the day. It doesn't belong to anyone. But nevertheless, be considerate. That's the Sforna. The Ramban goes a little bit more in depth here. The Ramban says that he points out that the mitzvah of this mitzvah is similar to the mitzvah of Oisei Ves Benoi Lois Hishchatu B'yoyim Echad. That you don't slaughter a cow with its calf on the same day. And he says the reason is that we shouldn't have a lev achzar, we shouldn't have an element of cruelty, and we shouldn't lose the attribute of rachmanas. Right? Because if you destroy the mother and its young, then you're oike hamin, you're like destroying that family, so to speak. So even though it's permitted to do shechita, but to kill both on one day is like going over the top, because you're destroying that whole little family there. And then he brings down from the Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim, and he says that we've been instructed not to shecht the young and the mother, because the young in front of the mother. In other words, not only do you not but you shouldn't take away the young in the face of the mother, because the animals have got an instinct. And what is their instinct? In fact, the Hamidava goes a little bit further. He says an animal has an instinct to protect its young. It can see the young. That's lois hishchatu b'yoyim echad. But with a bird, it's slightly different. The bird can't see its young. All what the bird sees is an egg there. And the bird, for many days, sits on the egg to warm it up. And eventually, a little chick springs out of the egg. So he says that it shows you he can't see any young there. He can't see, oh, look at this little chick. It looks like me as well. It's got a nice beak. Right? It can't even see anything. All he sees is a white shell. And yet, it looks after it and nurtures it and warms it and broods on it. So what's the inyan? He says there's a teva the Ribbono Shel Olam put in the nature of the bird to care for its young. So if you do anything to upset that tenderness and that love which the mother has for the young, so then you're showing an element of cruelty. He says, therefore, it says the Rambam's quoting the Rambam now, he says that there's no difference between the concern which a person has to the concern which an animal has for its young. In other words, a natural, it's an instinctive feeling to care for its young, for its offspring. Because the love of the mother and its favoritism is for the child of its womb. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah which we're necessarily going after a logical thing, but it's something which is mipu'ulas koyos ha-machshava ha-metzuba v'heimos. It's something which is an intrinsic feeling which the animal has, which also people have a similar type of thing. What? Yeah, she does have tzar, yeah. Yeah, we're going to see. Yeah, we'll see. We're coming to that. There's this, the, well, since you mentioned it, Chaim, there's an inyan al pi soid that when the mother bird flies away, it's in great distress, like the Rambam points out. And when it starts crying, so in the Mefarshim, and what happens, the Chavos Yoh brings it down, and what happens is, it's Mo'oira, the Sa' B'Shamayim, who's in charge, there's a Malach who's in charge on the well-being of the animals. And that Sa' the Chassam Sofer brings it down, he calls it Ima Ilah. That makes the upper spirit, the upper mother, start davening, start crying. And that is Mo'oira Rachamim. And it's Mo'ayah Rachamim on Klal Yisrael are called a Yoina. Klal Yisrael are called a bird. It says Yoinosi Tamosi, right? It says in Shia Shirim. And therefore, this cry brings a lot of Rachmonis in Shemayim on mankind. And it brings the Geula. Akadekach. This thing causes the Geula to come. So, in other words, there is an element here which we cause that Tzar Al Pisai. But from the Chassam Sofer says, according to the Bavli, it's not mashma that we take note of that. As well, hopefully we'll see you later on. Right. Then he carries on. So in other words, it's a tendency to teach us not to be cruel. And then he said, there's a myth, it says, "Va'aderech haseichel, shalech teshalech esaim. Tama mitzvah l'alamdeinu amidas rachmanos, v'shenisrachim min ha'achzorias." We should keep away from cruelty. It continues in that manner. Then we find that there are certain segulas with this mitzvah. So the Rabbeinu Achai points out that you should know that with the scha of this mitzvah, he's zoicha lebonim, he's zoicha to sons. It's also a medrash as well. The Medrash says, the mitzvah shiluach hakein sechor abonim. The Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, im ein lecho abonim, ani noisin lecho abonim. The Medrash says, a person who never hasn't got any sons, so they should perform this mitzvah, and then they'll be blessed with children. Like it says, shalech teshalech esaim, ves abonim tzikach loch. Meaning, shalech teshalech esaim, send away the mother bird, or mas cha'at anoytel. What reward do you get? Es habonim tikach loch, you'll get the bonim yourself. That you'll get the actual sechah from that. They bring down, it's a medrash, in fact, in this week's parasha on the place. It says, habonim tikach loch. And it also says the medrash that it's memahe lovoi melech ha-mashiach. In the sechah of this mitzvah, you bring the Mashiach as well. Because with the Mashiach, it also says a lashon shiluach. It says, we say, shalech to shalech esayim. So the Medrash makes the gezer shava. Mashiach is also shiluach. Where do we find shiluach? Because it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, meshalchei regel ashor v'achamor. Meshalchei regel ashor v'achamor. So what is the pasuk? The pasuk says, ashrei zoirai al kol mayim. It's a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think, chavtes. That Ashrei, happy are the ones who sow al kol mayim. Now, normally when you sow, if it's dry, then nothing will grow there. So the idea is to grow in a moist area where there's enough water to nourish and sustain what you plant. And then it says, Meshalchei regal ashor v'achamor, and then in the zechus of your righteousness, you'll send out the foot of the shor. The shor is what you use for ploughing, and the chamor is the donkey which you bring the produce back into town with. So Rashi, in fact, there says, Ashreichem Yisrael, happy are you Yisrael, that your righteousness will be just as much beneficial and productive as sowing seeds in a moist area. And then you'll be able to bring the tevuah in, there'll be plenty of tevuah, and therefore, like Tishal Chavegel Asher V'Chamor, that the Chamor brings the things home, and that's what the Targum Yonason there says, K'loyme tekablus cha lepulaschem atoiva, that you'll get a reward for your great benefit. So in other words, alluded to this great effort we have to put in for this animal, for this Shiluch HaKein, you get the Mashiach, as though it's so difficult, right? It's so easy, in fact, it's like planting in a moist area, you don't even need to water it. But nevertheless, the reward is very great. Now, why do we see that Ashor V'Chamor is a reference to Mashiach? So the Peshat is that Shor is a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef, and Chamor is a reference to Mashiach ben David. The Tanchuma says on the Pasuk in Vayishlach, Vayehi li Shor V'Chamor. The Shor is a reference to Mashiach ben Yosef, and the Chamor is a reference to Mashiach ben David. So Mishalchei Regal HaShor V'Chamor is a reference to the Bias HaMashiach, and that's from Eloshin Shiluach, so it's the same Shiluach of Shelech Teshalech Esoeim, it brings the Mashiach. So it brings the Beis HaMikdash, it brings Yezoicha to Abayis Chodosh, Yezoicha to children, to sons, and also Yezoicha to the Mashiach as well. Right? So you can see there's many many benefits from this mitzvah, and it's the Rabbeinu Bechai goes into long details here, the Ramban as well. However, with the mitzvah, there are quite a few technicalities. It's not so straightforward. For example, in the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Reish Sadi Beis, it says, first of all, it's not noyeg unless it's an oif tahar. It has to be a kosher bird. Now, we're not ornithologists, you know, we don't know which bird is kosher, which bird not, but some meaning we know are kosher, even though we don't eat them, because we don't have the Kabbalah on them. But, for example, if you go to the seaside and you see a seagull there, a seagull's not a kosher bird, right? It may be a famous name in town, but it's still not one of the kosher birds. So if you do the mitzvah there, you think you've been carrying mitzvah, it's a seagull's not kosher. If it's a pigeon's a kosher bird. So you've got to make sure you've got the right bird. Also, if it's mezuman, if it's in your possession, then you're potter as well. It's got to be from Hefka, or it's got to be in a place which is Eina Meshuma, which is not guarded.
Is that
the only kosher bird? Yeah. Mufurish. Siman Reish Sadi Beis Sif Aleph. Only a kosher bird. You'll eat the eggs. Can't the eggs of a safer bird. Right. Now, wherever you find it, as the Pasuk says, whether it's on an elon, on a tree, or whether it's on the ground, whether it's in Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim, Mekan the Mitzvah. When we're saying Rishus HaYochid, obviously, it's got to be a place which is Eina Meshuma. If it's someone's private backyard and he's got fences around, then it's Meshuma, because you can't go in there to help yourself. And then you have to send it out. It's if Dalad, it says, the Shaleach Ha'em ad shetetze mitachas yodai. It's got to go far away. It can't just have it hang nearby to hand. It's got to be sent away, driven away. And also, there's a big mavuch in the poskim whether they will make a bracha on the mitzvah or not. So the consensus seems to be not to make a bracha. The Beis Lechem Yehuda says it's a sofei bracha. And the Binyan Siyan says that other reasons we don't make the bracha, even the Aruch HaShulchan says that we do make a bracha on it. But the whole machlokes depends whether this mitzvah is a mitzvah kiyumis or a mitzvah chiyuvis. That means, is it a mitzvah which is a voluntary mitzvah, or is it a mitzvah which you're obligated to do? For example, you see a bird there, but you don't want the eggs, the tiny little eggs of a pigeon, right? And you don't want it, you're not interested in it. So have you still got a chiv, because it is there, you've got a chiv to drive the bird away and to take it? Or do we say, no, it's reshus. Only if you want to take the eggs is there a mitzvah. And that itself is a big debate in the poskim. So the Chabas Yoy is brought down in the Shari Teshuvah, that But he says it's a mitzvah chiyuvis. Also, Hashulchan says it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, and that's why Mimele says you've got to make a bracha on it, because you can say Hashekhi Yishonim a mitzvah so vitzivanu l'shaleach ha'em or something. But even though Hashulchan who says to make a bracha, he says not to make a shechiyonu. And we can't make a shechiyonu because it's not a mitzvah which comes mizman lizman. It's not a mitzvah which comes on a certain time of the year. And therefore, he says you can't make a shechiyonu on this mitzvah. The Binyan Siyan says, a raya from the Rashba in Simon Yud Ches, why you can't make the mitzvah. And you can't make a bracha on it. And the reason is, the Rashba says, we don't make a bracha on a mitzvah habar ba'aveira. For example, you never make a mitzvah on hashavas gezela. You stole from someone, so there's a mitzvah in the Torah, and I say to return it. So therefore, you don't make a mitzvah on that, because the Torah says it's better not to steal it in the first place. So it turns out the assay is, shalach to shalach is on the back of the lab of loisikach. Really, loisikach, don't take it. But if you took it, shalach to shalach, you can give him a kaim shalach to shalach. If you took it and you killed the mother bird, then you get malchus, according to some. Because you can't be mekayim the assay. So the assay is to correct the lav. So therefore you can't make a bracha on a mitzvah which is dependent on an aveira, which in itself everyone speaks about, that how can it be the Torah's mitzvah you to do an aveira here? That there's a mitzvah which is connected to an aveira, what's going on? Is it a positive, is it a negative? So the Binyan Siyan HaChadoshos, Rav Yaakov Ettinger, Aruch Lanai, he says an interesting thing. He said he once asked his Rebbe, Rebbe Avraham Bing, Zechon Levracha, how to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. And he said to his Rebbe, that should I grab hold of the mother bird and then shoo it away? How do I do it? There's Machlokes, Rambam and Rashi. The Rambam seems to say, you take the bird by its wings and then you throw it away. Rashi says, no, you don't need to grab it, you just need to shoo it away. See, with a stick, you can bang or make a noise, clap, and then it goes away. And part of the reasoning of Rachmanis is, like we're saying Rabbeinu Bechai in the Rambam, that the bird itself, by its very nature, as soon as anyone comes close by, it would run away or fly away. A bird can turn its head virtually all the way around, can see its vision almost 360 degrees, and anyone coming anywhere near, the bird's gone. But this bird is staying there because it's got Rachmanis to protect its young. So it's staying there, it's like a fight of who's staring me down, you know. And you go closer, so as you drive it away, that's when it's the ma'ira, the tsar of the bird, because the bird now is really suffering. He wants to stay to protect his young, but he can't because it's either me or them. So his self-interest overtakes, and then it flies away. But the machlokes is how to actually do it. So the Aruch Lanai, he said to his rabbi, that I'll go to the nest, take the bird, and then shoo it away. And his rabbi, Avraham Bing, says, no, if you do that, you're over on a lav. Because the lav says, lo sikach ha'aim al habonim. You can't take the bird while it's still on its things. So he says, what you've got to do is shoo it away. You've got to shoo it away. In fact, there's a sefer I've got here, a practical guide to Shiluach HaKein, and it's got all mitzvahs, all photos inside of all gedolim doing the mitzvah. Quite interesting thing. They're all doing the mitzvah. Don't know whether you can see it on the film there. But everyone is not touching it. They've all got a pole. They're all doing like Rashi. Each one's got a long pole to drive the bird away. So it's like Rashi says, that as long as you drive it away, you don't need to physically take it off. And that's Mekayim this Rebbe Avraham Bing as well. He says, don't literally touch it while it's on. They're touching it, they give out. Others are surprised about that. How we can say that's a lav? How can the Torah tell us to do a lav? According to the Rambam, that's the oifen ha-mitzvah. That's how you do it. So the Binyan Siyan goes into this as well.
Sorry, just to clarify, your neighbor, you've actually done an aveira. Hashava is a mitzvah, you can't make a bracha. But here, you haven't done an aveira. You shoot the bird away. Now you take the aveira. Where's the aveira?
Yeah, that's one of the questions they ask on the Rashba. What does the Rashba mean? The Rashba says this. So they say, what exactly is going on here? And in fact, that Binyan Siyan says, how can it be that the Torah is mitzvah for you to do an issa and to take it away? It's a bit illogical. If you say you just shoo it away, like thing. But there's two ways, therefore, of being mekayem the mitzvah. Either you physically take it, says the Binyan Siyan, in which case you're over on a lav, and therefore you're not mekayem the mitzvah. Or you can shoo it away. But then he says a kenet. He says, now that's the reason you can't make a bracha. He says, because if you do it the first way, then you're over on a lav. Rashba says, forget it. But what about the second way? You shoo it away. So he says, you make a bracha beforehand. And then you go over to it, and then the bird flies before you got a chance to hit it. So then you've not done any mitzvah. It flew away before you came. Unless you mechaven that any action I do, which is goyim the bird to fly away, then I'm a kaim a mitzvah. But not many people think about that. So then, in this sefer again, it's quite interesting. He brings a series of questions which he asks Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And in the Hagdomah to the book, he writes that Rav Chaim Kanievsky is very, fond of this mitzvah. And the reason is, when he was a young man learning in Kol HaChazon Ish, he says that it turned out, I think it was in the courtyard of the stipler or in the courtyard of the koil, that they saw a bird's nest. And I think it was in the stipler's yard or something. So then the stipler was mafkir the bird and the eggs, mafkir it. And then he says, six avreichim from the koil who hadn't yet had any children, they did the mitzvah one after another. The each one does the mitzvah, puts the eggs back, and then they mafkir it again. The next one came along, the bird came back, do it again, nachamon. And in that year, all six had children. You know, interesting thing. So it says, in the Medrash, it's one of the big segulas with this mitzvah. Then there's a Chasam Sofer, interesting Chasam Sofer, in Simon Kuf Oyer Chaim. And he's asked a question like this. Can you be mekayim the mitzvah Shiluach HaKein on Shabbos? Can you do it on Shabbos? So he says like this, he says, well, look, we said there's two ways of doing it. Either you hold the bird, remember we're talking about a bird which is wild. He says, if you do that on Shabbos, you're over on Seder Midaraisa. Seder, to take a bird to catch it. So he says, you can't do that. The only other way is to knock it away, like the Rashi, to shoot with a stick. He says, then there's a Shalom Metaltul Muksa. But then he says like this, according to the Zohar, that it's ma'oire yalala b'shamayim, it brings the whole tsar, and the malach starts davening. He says, it's not appropriate to do these tefillahs on Shabbos. We don't do a thing of tsar on Shabbos. So he says, I'll be sorry not to do it. And then he says, therefore, there's no mitzvah to do it actually on Shabbos itself.
What about the bone tikka cross, but also
what?
Also
yeah, that's what they say. Because there's a reshus. That's the Nakuda he speaks about. Is there a chiv to take the eggs, or can you just leave the eggs? If you say it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, you must take the eggs, and you're not mekayem the mitzvah according to that. And according to the other, that you don't need to physically take them, you just shoot the bird away, because it's a reshus. So then, lefi that sad, he says, Kenzan is a mitzvah, but he says that he says not to do it. Hagam is not brought down in the poskim this din, but for kama reasons, he says not to do it on Shabbos. Ben Baruch, he asked me a very good kasha. It's brought down in the Tiferes Yisrael, or Tosfos Yom Tov, there on the Mishnah. In Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel, have a look there. And he says, this is only B'Shas Tefillah. If you daven, you're not allowed to, the Ramban also goes into it here. If you daven, you're not allowed to say, Al Kansipo Yagiu Rachamecho. Because you're implying the whole mitzvah is dependent on Rachamonos. And he says, it's not so. The mitzvah is a gezeira. Hashem is not interested really in the Rachamonos or not. Why? Because if he was interested in Rachmanas, then he wouldn't be mitzava to do shechita at all. You see an animal which gets shechita, it also causes sa'a. And the Ramban goes into more details with this. He says that it brings out such a bad character in the people who do the shechita. Is quite a very strong notion. Yeah, one second. Right, he says it's noile de teva ra, like we see with the people who shecht big animals. He says that I can't see it just at the minute, but he says it brings a very bad teva in it. So he explains that the mitzvahs are all there for our benefit to teach us edelkeit and d'orcher d'archei noyam. So it's a benefit for us in the kima mitzvah. I'd rather the soidus mitzvah we're not aware of, but we're mekayim a mitzvah for one reason. Kach tzivoni aboyrei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded me to do it, that's why I do it. The offshoot of that mitzvah is certainly rachmonos. Like you give tzedakah, you do chesed. Why do we do chesed? Baruch Shalom says do chesed. Avraham Avinu did chesed with his own seichel. Did tzedakah with his own seichel. Because we know it's good for you, and we know there is a benefit. But you're not allowed to say in Shemoneh Esra or in a tefillah that do it because of rachmonos. And he says, you know why? Because that is doyve shekorim loyikon leneged einai. To give us something which is not absolute truth to the Bein Shalom, then that is a sheker. And the Bein Shalom doesn't like liars. Doesn't like any sheker. So you're not allowed to say something. Akedei kach, I saw from Rabbi Yashiv. He says, when we say in Aleinu, Anachnu koirim or mishtachavim. Koirim is loshen kriya with the knees. Anachnu koirim or mishtachavim. He says, you've got to bend your knees and then bow down, otherwise it's doiver shikarim. How can you say Anachnu koirim and you don't do anything, you just bow down and moidim? He says, Anachnu koirim or mishtachavim. He says, otherwise doiver shikarim. In other words, the slightest thing which you're not doing right. And therefore he says there's a nusach in the Shloah Kodesh, there's a tefillah. People say on Rosh Chodesh Sivan for Bonim or something. And then it says some nusach there that, I don't say it, because it says not to say it. But it says there that, and Yodua Shekol Kavonosi L'Shem Shemayim. That when I have children, Kol Kavonosi like L'Shem Shemayim, as our nusach. So Rayashu says, skip that out. Because if you're not actually 100% truthful, that all your Kavonah was Mamish L'Shem Shemayim, says you can't say such a thing. A slight little nuance which isn't 100% accurate, don't say it in tefillah. Because it blocks the tefillah. Tefillah's got to be 100%. So to say that the whole thing, your rachmana should come to the bird, he says it's not so appropriate because Hashem's not interested in the bird. He's not interested whether you shech from the front to the back. He tells us how to do mitzvah shechita. How to do it or not. So
what you're saying is that Mishnah said that was tefillah.
Yeah, that's right. Only lashon tefillah. Yeah. However, it does breed rachmanas, and you're training yourself in rachmanas. It's a gav, yeah. Really, you can understand it in our minds that is the most important reason for the mitzvah, but at the end of the day, it's all a gav. We can't go. Even Chassam Sofer says that this idea, what the Zohar says, Ein lonu esek ben istoros. He says, there's obviously hidden reasons here we can't even understand, we can't appreciate. So just to mention a few little questions here. He asked Reb Chaim, he says, do you have to bash with your stick the aim in makloi, or you can bash next to the aim? In other words, well, you've got to drive the mother bird away. Do you actually get your long stick and hit the bird, like snooker, or do you go bang nearby the bird? So he says, the Chazon Ish says, it's sagi ligareshes beloi nigia. So long as you've done a maisa of scaring it away, that's adequate. Another question. Can you throw a stone or something to drive it away? So it's like koichoi here, you know. That when you got a stick, you're like touching it almost. But can you throw, so we're doing darts as well, snooker and darts. Can you, or playing ball, can you actually drive it away when it's further removed from you? So Rav Chaim says, yeah, that's okay. Right. Then the Asakashi says, the din is that a person who frightens someone else, the Gemara says in Bava Kama, Hamavis es chaveiroi potul bidini odom. If you give a shock to someone, so you didn't actually harm him physically, you just harmed him through a noise, a bang, a shock, then your potul bidini odom is not considered a proper maisa. So therefore, if you touch the bird indirectly, why is it not called grama? So he explains, he says, you can't learn dine tashlumim from this action. Here is purely an action, you've got a mitzvah to drive it away. If you don't drive it away, then you've not been, it's no problem. Sorry, if you have driven it away, then you're mekayim the mitzvah. Doesn't matter which method you use. Now, what happens if you find a whole long line of them? There's five of the birds there on their nests, right? And you're mechaven to drive them all away in one go. Do you get one mitzvah or five mitzvahs? So he says, Mishnah, you get five mitzvahs. Do it wholesale. Right. Right. Also, the... No, no, no. There's five different nests.
Ah.
Five nests, yeah. You're also pointing out a very important thing. It's dafka if there's an aim on the birds. If it's a zohar, if it's a male bird, like a cock, then there's no mitzvah. And they say that's why in the during the daytime, sometimes the male bird, well, if it's a chicken or something like that, you can see clearly. You know, a cockerel, you know, it's a bit different to a hen. Some bigger birds you can tell, smaller birds you can't tell the difference. I don't know if pigeons or not, but they say the simon is like this, that during the daytime, many times it's the male which sits on the nest, whereas in the evening time, it's the female bird comes. So try and do the mitzvah towards the evening. In fact, in that book, it has pictures, it's all dark, you know, that they must have done it at night time. That's when the female bird comes back, but it's after the female bird. Right, now what happens? You shoo the mother bird away, and then it flies back before you've got a chance to take the eggs. Have you been mekayem the mitzvah? So he says, no, if the mother bird comes back to the nest, then it's bottle the shiluach, it's logical this, and therefore you would have to shoo it away a second time. Then there's... then he says here also, there's a mitzvah to actually take the eggs itself. In other words, the real way of being doing the mitzvah is there's a bottom tikach loch. It brings that thing from the Chazanish as well. You've got to actually take the birds. Don't just shoo it away. And the Chasam Sofer says, if you shoo the bird away and you don't take the eggs, so then it's adarabba, it's achzorius. There's a mice of achzorius to shoo it away. We're doing it because we're allowed to take the eggs in such an oifen. But just to do it wantonly, just to scare birds away, then the RSPCA will not be very happy. Right. Another thing he says, which is interesting, which is more nageya, that what is the definition of prat lemezumen? That it's the bird can't be in an area which is yours. So, for example, you buy a hen and then it lays an egg, and you go out in the morning and you shoo the hen away and you take the egg. Are you mekayem a mitzvah? No, because prat lemezumen, that is yours in your property. What you'd have to do is be mafkir the bird and be mafkir the egg. And then since it's hefka, then you could take it. But the problem is that if it's in your household, in a backyard, where do we define it? Whether it's yours property or whether it's hefka? So it depends, says Reb Chaim, if it's a chotzah mishtameres. Is it in a place where it's guarded? So let's say you live in an apartment block, and you've got a common courtyard at the front, and anyone can walk there forwards and backwards. So that's, even though it's in essence in your area, but it's not actually yours because anyone can walk there. So in a place where it's not mishtameres, then you mekayem the mitzvah. So, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, if it's on your mirpeset, on the balcony, so then it's yours, you can get to it, no one else can get to it. But if it's on the window outside your outside, so then since anyone can really get to it, and it's even hard for you to get to it, then it would be considered hefka. Now, why don't we say your zoicha, your chotzer is koina for you? Because your chotzer is only koina something which you want it to be koina. But if you want to be mekayem the mitzvah, you don't want to koina this thing. You want it to remain hefka, so you can be mekayem the mitzvah on it. So there's, you know, many like minute of the mitzvah, but we're sickle running out of time now. But al koponim is something which we should learn. It's a midas of rachmanus, and like they say that kol merachim al abris merachim olav min hashamayim. So anything we do to train ourselves with this feeling, as they say that Elul is Rosh Hashanah, ani ledoidi doidi li, but it's also Rosh Hashanah is ish lerei eyu matonos leevyoinim. Rosh Yitevis Elul. That also the Bein Adam L'Chaveri element is also Rosh Yitevis Elul. We shouldn't just concern ourselves with Bein Adam L'Mokrim, but also the Mrs. Bein Adam L'Chaveri. And that's why if we train ourselves with Midas HaRachmonas, and that's Mo'er Rachem Ein Shemayim, so that will help Midas Hashem to build a Beis HaMikdash and bring the Mashiach Zikeinu, the name of Yomeinu, Amen.